Or Matthew chapter 7. I'm sorry, I apologize. Matthew chapter 7. Whew. I always get so nervous when it's an honor to get up here and preach. So bear with me. So what it is that, Lord willing, we want to start is, it started when we used to go to Faith. They started about 7 years ago going to the Michigan home games and getting John and Romans out to all those going into the Michigan home games. And the Lord has just burdened my heart over the last several months, and I finally came to pastor about it, and we're just so excited for this. But I said, if Faith can get all the Michigan home games, why can't we do Michigan State? So Lord willing, there's 7 home games this year, and Lord willing, we'll keep it going every year. But Faith will reach all the Michigan home games, and then Lord willing, we'll reach all the Michigan State home games to get the gospel message out to all those going in. And if the Lord allows to take it even further, and I ask you to pray about this, I looked into it. There's 20 collegiate football stadiums in the state of Michigan, 3 in the Upper Peninsula and 17 in the lower. And if the Lord would allow, I want to reach out to churches in those areas to get the gospel message to every home football game across Michigan every fall. And I did some numbers. I just want you to think about this. If you take the average of the fans going into every game, it equals over 270,049 people a week to every home game. If you take that for 5 home games a year, it's 1.3 million people we'd be able to reach with the gospel every fall, just 5 to 6 days out of the entire year. So tonight, I just want to kind of share with you the burden that God's given me, and I pray that He would burden your heart as well to get out there and just be a witness and sow some seeds at the stadiums, at the football games this fall. And the ministry we decided is going to be sowing seeds at Spartan Stadium. So if I'd just like to pray before we get started, and I'll share with you just 4 simple applications of what I've seen goes on at the games, doing it at U of M through Faith Baptist Church, and what it is that we can see applies to our everyday life, our spiritual walk with God every day. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank You for this time together tonight. Lord, I just pray that You would humbly use me. Lord, hide me behind Your cross and just share with them, Lord, this conviction You've laid on my heart, that they may be stirred as well, Lord, to reach souls for You, Lord, and just get the gospel message out to all those we can reach. Lord, we pray that You'd meet with us tonight in a special way, Lord. We love You. We thank You for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's 4 things that we can see that applies at what goes on at these football games and how it applies to our personal life and our walk with God every day. The first thing that I want us to look at is the entryway. Matthew chapter 7 and verses 13 and 14, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." He also said in John 14, 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." 1 Timothy 2, 5 also tells us, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." And Acts 4, 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is 12 gates at MSU that one can enter into to get into the game. And can I say in our lives, we can see the picture here given in Matthew chapter 7 that there's 2 gates that we can enter through when it comes to eternity. And it comes down to one decision that we make. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and enter through the gate that leads unto heaven, which is through Jesus Christ, or we reject Him as our Savior and we go to hell for all eternity. So there's 2 gates that we must enter in through, just as at Michigan State, there's 12 gates that one must enter through in order to get into the game. One must enter in through a gate off into eternity based on the decision that they make. Another simple thought is this. If you go to the game, you'll see that the farther out you are from the stadium, everyone's kind of going in all different directions and it's just chaos. But as they get closer to the stadium, everyone kind of comes together to enter through that one gate. Can I say this? We all go through different paths in life. We all have different starting points and different eras and roads we take in life. But when it comes down to it, we're all going to enter through one of two gates. And it's based on the decision we make. That's why we must go and give them the gospel. It's so crucial that we do so. Which leads us onto the second point. We've seen the entryway. Let me share with you the exhortation. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Matthew 28, verses 18 and 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Acts 1:8 also says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. God commands us just in these three verses to go, preach, teach, and witness. It is a commandment from the Lord Jesus Christ for us to go and to witness. And that's what we're doing at the Spartan Stadium, at the football games. We're going to share the gospel with those that are going in, that they too may be saved. And can I say it applies to our everyday life, our day-to-day walk with Christ. We must be witnesses to those around us that they too may receive Christ. We have to be witnessing and on to others. You may be here tonight and say, well, I'm not a good witness. Can I say it's as simple as this? You just stand there and you say, here you go, ma'am. Here you go, sir. Can I give you the greatest gift anyone can ever give you? It's that simple. All you have to do is stand there and hand them out the Word of God. And if they take it, they take it. If they don't, then that was their choice. We just have to try to get it into their hands. And it's that simple in our everyday to day walk. When we go to a restaurant or we are passing by someone on the sidewalk, all we have to do is hand out the Word of God to them. So we see the entryway. We see the exhortation. Can I also say that we see the earth? Let me give you this thought. In those same three verses in Mark chapter 16, Matthew 28 and Acts 1, Christ also uses the words, all the world, every creature, all nations, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Can I say this? When we go to the football stadium, when we go to pass out the Word of God, we're not all going to stand at one entryway and crowd one entryway and pass out the Word of God. It's going to be confusion, and we're not going to be able to reach everyone else that's coming in around all the stadium. That's why it's crucial that one of us stands at the north side and passes out tracts to everyone we can at the north side, and someone else stands at the south end to pass out all the tracts that they can at the south end. And you know, the same thing applies to our everyday life. There's people in my life, family members, co-workers, that I can reach for Christ that you'll probably never see or be able to come in contact with. There's people in your life that you'll be able to witness to that I will never see. So just as the stadium, we must be spread out. We must have our place to reach all that we can. In our everyday life, God has placed us to be a witness and a light unto those around us that no one else can be a witness to. Can I also say this? The average amount of people that go to a Michigan State home game is 74,000. That's 74,000 souls that can be reached with the gospel message. But just one of us cannot do the task. It takes all of us, the most of us, to get out there and get the gospel message on to them. That's why it's so crucial that we show up when we get the message to them. Can I say the same thing in our life? Not one of us can do it, but it takes all of us to get the message out to everybody. Let's take this blessed opportunity that God has given us and reach 74,000 souls with the gospel message in just about 2 hours, 7 days a year. And let's look at the last point. We've seen the entryway. We see the exhortation. We see the earth. Let me end it with this. We see the end. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 7 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Mark 13:32 says, but the day and the hour knoweth no man, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Can I say this? When we show up to the football stadium, We pass out tracts to all those that we can. But once they're in the stadium, once the gates close and the game is started, that's it. We can't pass out the gospel to anybody else. We go home for the night. And can I say, in our walk with God, we don't know when the Lord's coming back, amen? We don't know when He might call us home. Therefore, every day we must be seeking those around us to give them a gospel tract, to give them the good news that God has given us, that they too may have eternal life that we have, that He's given us. And can I say just the flip side of that? Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. "And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, for whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Can I say the flip side is, if you're lost, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, just at the game, once they go into the game and they're in, we can't reach them anymore. We're outside the game. And can I say the flip side to that is, in reality, in our real life, in our walk with God, once they die, they don't get a second chance. They don't get to do it over again. That's it. It's so crucial that we reach them with the gospel message, that they too may come to know Christ as their Savior. For once they breathe their last breath, that's it. They don't get a second chance. And I want to end with this, just one last thought. The fans that go to these games are going with the hopes and the ambition that their team will have some great victory and that they'll get to celebrate and partake in that great victory. But can I say, my heart's desire is this, that I get a gospel tract in their hand, that they'll read it, and that they'll receive Jesus Christ as their Savior and receive the greatest victory that they can ever receive in their life. Let's go this fall, 7 games, just 7 days out of the year, and get the gospel tract to those that are going in, that they too may have the hope and the peace that lies within us. Let's go sow seeds at Spartan Stadium. Let's pray. Dear Lord,